When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're feeling the holiday spirit, I would say. Jack, you're feeling the holiday spirit, I would assume?
Yeah, well, I realized Christmas was next Wednesday yesterday, so we're getting there.
Hopefully Jill is in charge of the presents for Walk.
Well, yeah, we're trying to figure out what to do with Walk. You know, he doesn't really get Christmas yet.
Oh, right. So you could sort of skip this one a little bit.
We could still skip this year.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah.
Well, listen, you guys are preparing for a newborn.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. So, yeah. So, listen, mostly feeling the holiday spirit, but I didn't realize it was getting late early.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's here. It's here, buddy.
Yeah.
It's here. So, yeah. I mentioned, are you feeling the holiday spirit, Ike? A little bit of holiday spirit?
I guess for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that feels like. I mean, with that, I don't know. All I hear is my credit card. That's right, all I'm really hearing, man.
Well, there's that, too.
The Amazon truck is at my house every day, man.
Yeah. It's Amazon season.
I say to Val, I say, how much? Just tell me at the end how much. She does love... This is the thing. So growing up, Jewish, never had Christmas trees in my house, but my wife is not. My wife's... And we've always had a Christmas tree. I kind of like having a Christmas tree in the house.
Oh, now...
The light of the Christmas tree at night while you're watching TV.
Gotta have that.
We keep the Christmas...
Now, that went up Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, and
the week before Thanksgiving.
We keep it up most of January.
Yeah.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Well,
it's plastic, actually. Yeah.
We got a plastic one, yes.
Yeah. Plastic one works well, man.
Did you at least get a tree this year?
What do you mean did I at least get a tree this year?
Remember,
you
chopped it down.
You didn't get any gifts.
He's Paul Bunyan over there.
Yeah. We spent an exorbitant amount of money on a tree. Yeah.
Smart. And it's gone, right? After this year.
It'll be back.
It's firewood.
Yeah, we burn it, which is illegal, but I burn it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not in Westchester.
Sure.
Yeah. Somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah, I take it to my parents and burn it. Okay. Yeah.
So
but we don't do gifts.
You don't do gifts?
No.
That's smart.
We have no money.
Point. Yeah. What's the point? Luck. I don't need your sob story right now during the show. Okay. So I mentioned something else I'm scared about. So every Wednesday morning is when the new power rankings come out. Mm-hmm. I start perusing them. So I looked at ESPN's NFL power rankings. The Eagles are number one. I looked at NFL.com's power rankings. The Eagles are number one. I looked at CBS's power rankings. The Eagles are number two. And I believe they're either first or second, depending on where you look, as far as Super Bowl odds. And I started getting a little worried because I felt like this team has operated particularly well in the underdogs, nobody expected this way. And it's a very different thing when you're the big dog and everybody expects you to be great every week. So my nerves come from, can this team handle not being the underdog? Because last year they went into the year as a favorite because they were in the Super Bowl. Everybody expected big things. Last year, as the big dog, as the 10-1, you know, coming off the Super Bowl, they sort of crumbled. Do you have any little worry about not being the underdog and having that you know, that us against them mentality?
No. I understand where you're coming from. They do seem like they play with a little bit more focus and edge when they feel like they have something to prove and people are doubting them.
Right.
So here's what I think. There's always enough pressure here.
Right. They can just turn us into
yes.
the enemy.
So nationally, they may be getting the respect that they properly deserve, being the number one ranked team and all of football and that sort of thing. But we, meaning here, and the press that they deal with daily, will keep, we'll do what we do. And so they will feel that. Like they will always feel that we're pushing something else, right? Will players play the Saquon record? Like there's things, and here's the other thing that I feel confident in until it's been eliminated from the equation. The number one seed.
They have something to
fight
for.
We're playing for the number one seed. We're playing for the number one seed. That's what you want. And so until Detroit has clinched that, the Eagles are going to go into every game needing to win every game.
So would you say this, Ike? Given the you say the pressure of the local media can still be on them, mm-hmm. would you say it is my responsibility as an Eagles fan mm-hmm. to continue to doubt them and bring up problems so I can continue to motivate
yes.
them? Yes. So that's on me.
That's what I would say. I would feel uncomfortable if you weren't doing that.
I know.
I did it to Bryce. I might have to do it to the Eagles.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
No, it didn't. Well he played
we're
well.
We're talking about a real team. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. We're ashamed they lost in the first round.
Jack,
yes.
any concerns with them not being the underdogs anymore?
It's a disaster. It's an absolute. We don't do this in this city. We've never had dynasties. We never have great players, really, since like the 80s.
We never have great players.
We never
players.
Have like all-time great players. It's more what
is Brian Dawkins?
A great player. Hall of Fame player.
He's an all-time great player.
It's I'm talking like Mount Rushmore's of the...
Who has that? Who all has that?
Boston.
Well, okay.
They do. I guess that's fair.
Okay, you want to be Boston. Yes. I mean, we all want to be Boston. Yes.
I don't like when we start getting the number one in the power rankings. And that's mostly the Phillies fan in me, like because then the expectations start getting a little too high for me. But I think the Eagles can meet expectations. The Phillies thing last year was fraudulent. Everyone knew that.
Don't think I don't know that all-time great player was a shot at Jalen. That's the whole quarterback thing again. We don't have an all-time quarterback. Mount Rushmore. You went Mount Rushmore on me.
Well, I just feel like we never have – like, I think Schmidt and I guess Wilt, right, are the highest in their individual sport that
yes.
we've had in the city?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not nothing to do with Jalen.
No, I agree. But I'm saying players of that caliber aren't easy to come by,
dude. It's been a while.
Jack, did you just sneak in there?
I don't know what he's talking
about, man. By the way, did he just sneak in there that he knew the whole time the Phillies were fraudulent?
Unlike this Eagles team, yeah. I mean, this Eagles team is, and the Phillies team are totally different.
You did not think the team was fraudulent that whole time.
Don't let him off the hook.
You are a liar.
Well,
you're lying to the people.
Convinced myself. That,
okay.
But they played 500 baseball for 2.5 months.
Every time I brought it up.
Well, what do you want me to do?
To speak the truth.
You want me to bow at the altar?
No, I'm just saying, every time I brought it up, you told me I didn't know baseball. This is baseball. I just hadn't watched a baseball season like this before.
Well, you
They're
were
be
you
fine.
Were, you were dramatic
they
about
can't,
everything.
They can't be. I was right to be.
No, well, in May, you were like, they blew a save. This bullpen screwed. Like the, it was
And look what came back to bite us in game four.
This is too much. Yeah. Get back to the Eagles, please. Abort mission.
All right. Well, I guess.
But I think this team is better than that last year's Phillies team, is my point. And like last year's team, like when the Phillies heading into the postseason, everyone's like, they're the team that you don't want to play. I was like, disagree. I didn't think they were that.
Well, no one said the Phillies are the team you don't want to play.
There was. Everyone
on ESPN was picking the Phillies.
Oh, you mean like nationally?
Yes.
I thought you meant like here.
Oh, no. Here we're
all terrified.
Sniff that out.
Yeah, nationally, you're right. Yeah, a lot of people were picking the Phillies.
Did you watch them?
Are you comfortable with the Eagles being the favorites and not the underdogs? 215-592-9494. Back to the Saquon thing. Andy in Westchester, a.k.a. Charles in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good memory by you.
Yo, Ike, yo, Spike, yo, Fritz. Thanks for keeping me on hold. That was enjoyable.
Yeah, no worries.
What up, Andy?
Well, Jack's actually cooperating. I was gonna be upset.
About what?
About putting up Charles from Mount Airy. I was shocked.
He didn't put it up there. I just remembered.
Yeah.
See? All right,
which
Jack,
you are.
What? You didn't put it up.
What are you saying? You could have saved
him
not telling him that.
You could be a team guy.
I'm not a team guy. I'm a me guy.
Yeah, you can't spell team without M-E. That's the Spike-esque motto.
And you can't spell the afternoon show without Fritz.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Well,
all right, Ed.
You're just like AJ.
So actually, just going back to your most recent conversation, I kind of like the fact, I think this team is different than any really we've had in the past, and that they're feeling themselves, and it's a good thing. I feel like they've got that swagger and own it, and you know, can play it.
Got a little attitude. Jalen's got a little attitude now. Yeah, I like it.
They don't need to be the underdogs. They're tired of, you know, everybody questioning them. Let's show them. So.
But wasn't that was what Jack?
What is that? Cut your mic off, Jack.
Yeah, Jack. You left your mic on
easy,
while you're talking on the phone.
Oh, we can hear you.
Because I'm flustered, all right? I'm getting attacked. Yeah, I'm taking 3 weeks of paternity leave, all right? Let's see how this thing survives.
This dude.
Don't you think, Andy, to a certain extent, though, some of that swagger came from the doubting? Like I guess it's this chicken or the egg thing where the part of that swagger that came after the game was because people thought they couldn't do it. So it's a different thing to have that swagger when everyone expects you to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, both, because when you think about those comments, Jalen after the game was, hey, that's what you guys wanted to see. AJ after the game was, shut all you guys up. Mm-hmm. You know, Nick in the post-game speech to everyone was like, ah, you want to see us pass the ball? We'll pass the ball. I just think they sort of... I'm not going home and crying that they're the favorites, but I do think that they have generated a lot of togetherness from the doubt, you know? And when you are the team that everyone's expecting to win the Super Bowl, that is a different kind of pressure than what the team went up against last year than what they have dealt with most of this year.
But you're talking about one game. My point is I think they feel that way regardless. In the past, it's been us against the world. Mm-hmm. I think especially this defense wasn't here last year, and I think they are the ones that are really carrying that swagger. And I think it's, you know, I feel like, I should say, it's kind of leaked into the offense, and the whole team just has that feeling like, yeah, we are this good.
Yeah.
And yeah.
As I said last week, we're the bullies. You know, they're saying that coming in. Shut these guys up, too. Shut up, Pittsburgh. We're the bullies. We're going to take this.
Yeah, when you think about what this team did to the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, you don't see those two teams get manhandled the way the Eagles did that with both of those teams.
That is a good point.
This is a different breed of football team, man. It's a different breed of football team, and you know, to Spike's point, like being the underdog and being able to hide under that, you know, that cloud, it's something to that. You always have that edge. But then, though, Spike, there's also something to, I'm the baddest MF on the block, and we know we are.
That's what the Chiefs have.
Yeah, and so we know we are, and you know what? Even though we haven't won anything, we're coming to get it now. We're coming. I think they're still fueled off of last year, the way it ended, all the stuff surrounding them. Like, this stuff sort of fuels them to want to prove everybody wrong. So even though they're sort of the favorites, I think in their mind, they want to show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut people up. So yeah. That, like, to me, that's their motivation right now.
Andy, well, give it. Go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
I was saying living as an underdog gets exhausting.
It is.
I'm tired feeling that way and thinking that way. It's all right. Let's see. We are this good.
Andy, no give questioning it. Give us your favorite movie franchise.
Well, since it's Christmas, I'm going to go Vacation.
Oh, the Vacation.
National Lampoon.
That is
an
excellent, excellent answer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Favorite Vacation movie?
I would have to go Vacation.
The original.
Yes, the original.
Jack, have you seen the Vacation movies?
I think just the Christmas one.
Okay, Christmas one's great.
When Grandma gets drugged, when they forgot they had her tied up on the bumper.
Yes,
come on, man.
Good.
Better Christmas movie, Home Alone or Christmas Vacation?
I would go Home Alone.
Home Alone or Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I would go Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone.
I would go Home Alone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That was on Sunday, too, I think.
Oh, all those movies are on all the time.
Yeah, all on now, yeah.
Yeah. I think my favorite Vacation movie, nobody says this, but is European Vacation.
European Vacation.
I love European
classic,
Vacation.
Yep,
yeah, I love the...
Is European the one where they wind up in Wally World?
No, that's the first one.
That is the first one?
Yeah. European Vacation is where they accidentally make the sex tape in France.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That is... Vacation.
It's a good one.
Yes.
It's a good one. You know, so everyone keeps bringing up the defense. And I know the Midday Show, I don't know if it was today, that they were doing, is this the best defense the Eagles have ever had?
Oh, yeah, I think I did hear that.
So the thing that I find the most...
It's not, but
yeah,
it's nice to talk about.
Well, the thing that is most interesting about this defense is normally when you have a great defense, you can point out there's a game-changing player that everybody knows. There's a game-changer. There's a game-changer. There's a game-changer. The fact that the defense is the most reliable part of this football team, which they are, and really the only guy that you could have pointed to before this year and said he's probably going to be one of the best defensive players in the league is Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they are built off of Zach Bond, who was a one-year deal cast off, mm-hmm. N'Kobe Dean, who we didn't even know was going to be a meaningful player this mm-hmm. year, Nolan Smith, who I thought was a bust, and I think a lot of people were on that train for a while.
Certainly worried about it.
Yeah, for a while, Brandon Graham, who was in his 16th year,
mm-hmm.
You know, a defensive secondary made up of two rookies,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then Slay, who's a good, a good player, but 34 years old. The fact that they are doing it with this collection of players and they're this reliable without some guy with 17 sacks or six interceptions or there's just nothing on the team statistically aside from Zach Bond tackles that really screams to you game-changing defense, but they're doing it anyway.
Yeah, because they're a great, they're a well-coached unit. I mean, and a lot of credit should go to Vic Fangio. Like, that's why they are what they are as a defensive unit. They are a collection of players that play great together as a unit. And I'm not saying this to belittle anything they've done this year. They've been outstanding. They've been the best defense in the league. But it's also the best defense in the league where they don't really play a lot of defense as much anymore. And they've had the ability to have a great complementary offense. When you think about some of the other great defenses that have played, I don't know if the offenses were as good as this offense. I look at some of those defenses that I was a small part of and was fortunate enough to play with those guys. I could go through individual players that are better than these guys.
Even the more recent defenses, you could do it. Which
I could go through individual players. Like, there isn't a player that's touched the field on that side of the ball that's even in the stratosphere of Brian Dawkins since he retired. It's not, we haven't had a defensive player that comes anywhere close to him.
The thing about last year.
And how he controlled games, dominated games from all different angles.
And you think about last year, we had Jalen Carter and Fletcher Cox on the same team.
Together.
We had Hassan Reddick with 15 sacks, however many sacks he had. Mm-hmm. Josh Sweat had 10 sacks. But like, from a talent standpoint, now look, the secondary, the young secondary guys change the talent thing because, you know, coming into the year, I think we hoped they would be good, but nobody mm-hmm. thought that they would be this effective this quickly.
Yeah.
And the combination, because we're talking about Howie and Vic Fangio. And the combination of the two, I think it's more interesting than anything else that when they signed Zach Bond, Howie did not see this, mm-hmm. right? I think he there was something written somewhere that he saw him as a special teams player, maybe a third linebacker, but somehow...
Well, that's why he went out and paid for the other guy, remember?
Right, paid for Devin White.
Yes.
But then for Fangio to come in and go, no, actually... It's not Devin White. It's Zach Bond,
yeah.
And it's N'Kobe Dean too.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's the story of this year. I hope this year ends up great because I think the story of this year is interesting in how this team ended up coming together.
I'm telling you, I was before our show, I was on down in D.C. with B. Mitch and J.P. Finley down there, and at some point I got to talking about the defense and Vic Fangio, and. I believe he deserves a ton of credit. He's figured out who fits and what role best. He's made tough decisions that in years past, defensive coordinators didn't have the stones or the credibility to do it.
Be so allowed God, to make.
Well, yes. You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
When a GM goes and spends money on a player,
right.
That player is getting on the field.
Right.
And this is the first year that hasn't happened.
Even Bryce Huff, who is their highest
exactly.
paid acquisition.
Yes.
And I know he's been hurt. They opened up the practice window on him.
Yes. But they wanted him off the field. They saw he was off the field before he got injured.
Yeah. And that is, it is a, you bring in a defensive coordinator like this that has the respect. He's not coming in here to be told who to play.
Vic Fangio wanted a physical practice and training camp. Right?
Right.
That was Vic Fangio. If we want this defense to be the way I want it to be, then we can't be out just practicing against ourselves. We need to have a team practice this way. So that means you have to put these offensive guys in the pads, and we're gonna have to do a little hitting and thudding around here.
I also wonder.
I mean, hit the little thudding around here, man. Let's go.
I also wonder, and it was BG mentioned to me a few weeks ago during the show that celebration that they do, and I mentioned this on the show, that Vic does that in practice sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll do the celebration that they all do. I wonder, too, if part of what Fangio, because Fangio has had, you know, a short, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? He runs his course. He has run his course in places.
Sure.
You know, in Miami, they got sick. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if part of that was not having the ability to do what he wanted to do the way that he wanted to do it. And I wonder if a part of that Fangio thing that wears on people goes down a little bit if he's not fighting the GM to do what he wants, if
right.
he's not fighting the head coach to
yeah.
do what he wants. If Sirianni's like, look, I don't know if McDaniel in Miami was doing this, but if Sirianni's like, you know what, Vic's got the defense. I'm going to talk to him about it, but essentially, I'm going to let this guy do what he does.
Yeah.
And he had, you know, whether it was a fight or not, I don't know, but he certainly has the cachet to do it with the personnel over Howie.
Yes.
You know, I wonder if that makes him like a longer term coach here, if he doesn't have to fight above him, maybe the way that he had to in other places.
Well, he's older, so I don't know how much longer he's going to want to do
right,
it.
Right,
yeah,
right.
He's a little older. So, but if you can get 2 or 3 years out of him and he coaches whoever his top assistant is up to where he steps in and takes over, it's great. And this isn't a small sort of little nugget with why he's been effective as a coach this year. I think it's very important. His personnel on that side of the ball, they don't have any cachet.
Right. They had it. Zach
you gotta
had
come in. You gotta come. You need to be coached up. You're mm-hmm. dealing with those dudes in Miami. They all got paid down there. They all got money. You know, they don't want to listen to Fangio. He's coming in ruining a good time. These guys, after the way they finished last year with the worst defense in the league, nobody has anything to say. Like, so it's best you sort of take in everything. And Vic Fangio, I think his personality was needed. And his personality, I believe, is closer to Nick Sirianni's personality.
Meaning he may have fired up football guy.
Yes. Now, obviously, he's a seasoned coach, so he can do a much better job of controlling his emotions and things of that nature. But he gets fired up.
Right.
All you gotta do is listen to these players talk and talk about how he coaches, and they tell you he doesn't do a whole lot of joking around. He's straight to the point. He's honest with you, and he'll get on you if he needs to.
Well, and Brandon always says, Brandon's like, look, Vic has no problem pointing you out on film on the day after the game when we're watching
accountability.
Film. Accountability.
Yes, sir.
Right. All right, 215-592-9494.
Jonathan Gannon.
Now, the thing that we're going to do next, I think we shouldn't be doing because of the consistent disrespect this guy has for specifically me, but you know, but the show.
What are we talking about?
It was Broads. It's Flyers in 50.
Oh.
Now, I know we wanted to be the official Flyers show in the city, which we are, and I know a part of that was Broads, but he shows very little respect.
And he doesn't like Creed.
And he doesn't like Creed because, yo, I'm a rap guy. You know, he's cool. He wants to be the cool Flyers guy.
Yeah. Well, he is.
Well, I don't know.
Well, compared to all the other guys.
Oh, well, that's a low bar. It's a low bar.
Especially Ava's husband.
Right.
Oh, come on, man.
That guy's not cool at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, Al's cool.
Al's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
Well, that's right. And Ashlyn. I forgot about Ashlyn.
Yeah.
Look, now we're all backtracking and make sure we get everybody.
Yeah. Anybody else? Keith Jones, cool. Anybody else who need to call
Jones? Jones is not one of us.
All right. Okay.
No.
Flyers
and Flyers and 50 with Jonesy?
Ooh. Invite him in.
Smelling up an idea.
Invite him in with Broads.
Let Broads pull that one off.
Yeah, come on, Broads.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah, bring him in here. I know you're
on at like 2 a.m. Thursday night.
I will. You know what? I have a challenge for Broads next, and I will give it to him. We have Flyers and 50 next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, there's no better way to get in the festive spirit than watching the Birds on Sunday in this Holiday Division Showdown. Come on now. Join Joe Hugh for the pregame show at Stateside Distillery in Fishtown on December 22nd. Now, my friends over at Stateside Vodka are having the street shut down for an ugly sweater block. How about that? The ugly Christmas sweater block party for the game. Wish I could be there. Now, there'll be outdoor TVs, food trucks, and obviously plenty of surfsides and vodka to go around for everyone. Rumor has it, Hugh's breaking out the Santa outfit, which means Joe is going to put on his little Lucky Charm green elf costume. That's Lucky Charm. Yep, that's it. Join the guys and the festivities this Sunday for the game at Stateside in Fishtown. Must be 21.